It is an amulet of the Order, given to me by my mother before she died. My mother, Mary Dowd, who with her friend, Sarah Rees-Tomb, committed a vile act of sacrifice here at this very school more than 20 years ago and shattered the Order. Yes, that's correct, I say softly. They were most likely in league, Cecily says to her followers in a whisper that is meant to be overheard. I wouldn't be at all surprised if she were... Cecily stops suddenly for effect. I shouldn't take the bait, but I do. A what?
Miss Toyle, do you not know that it's rude to eavesdrop on others' conversations?
A what? I press. A cruel smirk spreads across Cecily's face.
A witch!
With the back of my hand, I knock the bowl of preserves onto Cecily's plate. Some of the raspberry splatters across her dress so that she will have to change before Mademoiselle Lafarge's class. She'll be late and lose marks. Cecily stands in outrage.
You did that on purpose, Gemma Doyle!
Oh, how clumsy of me! I make a diabolical face, baring my teeth. Or perhaps it was witchcraft. Mrs. Nightwing rings the bell.
What is happening there? Miss Temple, Miss Doyle, why are you creating such a scene?
Miss Doyle deliberately knocked the preserves onto my dress.
I stand. It was an accident, Mrs. Nightwing. I don't know how I could have been so clumsy. Dear Cecily, here, let me help you. Giving my best, well-mannered smile, I swipe at her dress with my napkin, infuriating her. She pushes my hand away.
She's lying, Mrs. Nightwing. She did it on purpose, didn't she, Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, the obedient dog, comes to Cecily's aid.
She did, Mrs. Nightwing. I saw it.
Felicity's up now.
That is a lie, Elizabeth Poole. You know very well that it was an accident. Our Gemma would never do such an unkind thing.
Well, that is a lie, but I'm grateful for it. Martha stands for Cecily.
She's always had it in for our Cecily. She is a most uncivilized girl, Mrs. Nightwing.
I resent that, I say.
I look to Anne for help. She sits meekly at the table, still eating and unwilling to enter the fray.
That is enough!
Mrs. Nightwing's harsh voice silences us.
This is a fine welcome for our Miss Macleady. She will probably pack her things and head for the hills rather than stay amongst the savages. I cannot possibly loose you upon an unsuspecting London like the Hounds of Hades. Therefore, we shall spend the day perfecting our manners and reflecting in prayer until what emerges is the sort of young lady Spence would be proud to call her own. Now, let us finish our breakfast in peace without any further unseemly outbursts.
Reprimanded, we sit and resume our meal.
If I weren't a Christian, I should tell her exactly what I think of her,
Cecily says to the others as if I can't hear her clearly.
Are you a Christian, Miss Temple? I couldn't be sure, I say.
How would you know about Christian charity, Miss Doyle, raised among the heathens in India?
Cecily turns to Anne.
Dear Anne, you should take care not to be associated with such a girl, she says, flicking her glance to me. She might do great harm to your reputation, and truly, that is all you have to recommend you as a governess.
I have met the devil, and her name is Cecily Temple. The evil frog knows just how to sow fear and doubt in Anne. Poor, orphaned Anne, a scholarship student who is only here at a distant cousin's largesse so that she might work for them when she leaves. Cecily and her ilk will never accept her, but they make sport of using her when it suits them. If I'd hoped that Anne would rise to the occasion, I was sadly mistaken. Anne does not say, "Why, Cecily, you really are a toad of a girl. Why, Cecily, thank heavens you've a fortune, for with that face you'll need it. Why, Cecily, Gemma is my good, dear, true friend, and I should never speak against her." No, Anne sits silently, letting Cecily think she's won by her refusal to go against her. And so Cecily does, making Anne feel, for the moment, as if she has been accepted into their circle, though nothing could be further from the truth. The potatoes are cold and tasteless now, but I eat them anyway, as if I have no feelings to hurt, and the snickers of the other girls are nothing more than the patter of rain.